Thank you. Greetings, friends. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 6. We have another great I Am. This time, it isn't spoken to Abram, nor to Isaac, nor to Jacob, but to Moses. That other great man of the Old Testament. Perhaps one of the most widely known, perhaps the greatest man in the Old Testament. Because of the time in which he lived, the manner in which God used him. But here in verse 6 in chapter 3, God is calling Moses from the backside of the desert where he kept the sheep of Jethro, his father-in-law. Verse 1, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. You see, way in the backside of the desert, away from everybody, God could speak to him, and God did speak to him. There he was alone with God. Oh, the value, friends, of getting alone with God. You yourself, I myself, alone, away from everyone else, and into the presence of God, and let God speak to us through his word, as he spake to Moses face to face. Now he can speak to us face to face, but he does it through his word. For the word of God, the Bible, your Bible and mine, is the entire revealed mind of God. There won't be anything further. There's no addendums, no additions, no deletions, no change in the infallible Word of God. It goes from eternity to eternity. It'll not ever pass away. All of it will be fulfilled. So the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. This was indeed a most remarkable experience and a most remarkable sight. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. God was in the middle of the bush. God was in the fire. God was the fire. And said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he, God, said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Here's a most remarkable portion of Scripture. Moses at the backside of the desert, where he might have said, well, I'm not doing this world much good. I'm completely out of touch with everybody. I'm at the backside of the desert alone with some sheep. But every good person and a number of the women folk in the Old Testament were shepherds or shepherdesses. And they learned more lessons from the sheep than they would have learned had they been out with men and women. And they were all good lessons, there weren't any of them bad. So here's Moses, and God sees him, and God appears to him in a miraculous way so that Moses would know this was not a man. Here is a bush that was burning, but it didn't burn. It wasn't consumed. And out of that burning bush, God spake, so God was in the burning bush. And he said, Moses, Moses, he called his name twice. And Moses said, here am I. Well, I'm sure Moses didn't know who he was speaking to at that moment, but here was a voice, and it called Moses by name. You know, do you ever find your own name in the Bible? It's a remarkable experience. I found my name there. It is in whosoever. That takes your name in, it takes mine. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But I found my name somewhere else before that. I found my name a sinner. I found my name Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We've all gone our own way. I found that out. I found my name in there. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I found my name in that all. I was a sinner in the sight of God. Oh, to get alone with God and let God speak to us through his word. It's a marvelous experience. Moses was not ever the same after God spoke to him here. And we notice that Moses was afraid. Moses trembled because he was in the presence of God. He knew little about God then. No one knew much about God then. It takes the whole Bible to reveal God to us. And even then, we're not able to describe him, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of all them that diligently seek him. So he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. Not because Moses was standing on it, but because God was there. Now, here's a lesson that the world could well learn and learn for their eternal benefit right now. The lack of reverence for God is so outstanding, it's so pronounced in your day and mine. A lack of reverence, a lack of fear of God, fear lest we would offend him. We call him as if he were on the same level as you and I are. We speak of Jesus, but Jesus was not his first name. His first name is Lord, over all, God blessed forever, Lord Jesus. And Jesus isn't his last name. His last name is Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. The anointed one is Christ, the one that God sent forth with the mission into this world to die on the cross. Another place of fire, for there fire was sent into his bones, and there the Lord Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross, that you and I might have forgiveness through his name, his person, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Moses feared God. Moses had reverence for God. Moses was willing to listen to God. He understood that this was some voice that he that knew him and knew him well. And God knows you and me and knows us very well. He knows who we are, what we are, where we are, what we're thinking. He knows all about us. God is omniscient. He knows everything about us. And so Moses here, he stands and he's asked to take his shoes off his feet. An act of reverence. An act that shows that he respected God. An act that showed that he reverenced God. He took his shoes from off his feet, because the place whereon he stood was holy ground. God was there. Oh, my friends, what reverence do we have for God? Even today, in your heart and mind, friend, what reverence? What do we have in the way of reverence to God? Moses took off his shoes from off his feet. And God said to him, this is remarkable. God said to him, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. You see, back in Genesis 46, he said to Jacob, I am the God of thy father. That was Abraham and Isaac. And now here to Moses, he said, I am the God of thy father. And then Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. So he's still the God of the living. The God of the living. He is the God who takes care of the living, who speaks to the living, who feeds the living, who cares for them. He's the God who sustains the living. I am the God of thy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All of them now. And so Moses is the God of And Moses is in the presence of the God of his fathers, the God that saw him and chose him when he was at the backside of the desert. And he says, I am, oh, the great I am of eternity. The God who never is on a journey, can't hear us. He's always near us. The God who knows us, the God whom we must meet. And so he was the God now of his father, of Moses' father, and of Abram, and of Isaac, and of Jacob. What a wonderful scripture. How full it is of meaning. Is he your God, friends? Have you trusted him? Have you made him yours? The Savior of sinners? He died on the cross for you. God our Father, bless thy word. We thank thee, thou art the God of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. We thank thee, thou art the God of mercy. The God that sent the Lord Jesus into the world to die on the cross for us. We pray that many will trust him. Pray for our presidents, rulers and authorities. Pray for all men everywhere. The Lord undertake for us. And grant we'll have reverence for thee. For we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.